Havdalah Sivan, June 24th. We're on page Kuf Chaf Dalet, continuing the Kavanas of Shemona Esrei from Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz. Beautiful work unto itself. So, second to the bottom paragraph, Ukusha Omer Birkas Hashivenu. And he says the bracha of Hashivenu, about Tshuva Yispalma Ochiyar Hashem Einav B'Tshuva. He should daven very much that Hashem should illuminate his eyes in Tshuva, Ki Ein Ba'ofer Moshe Al Yetzahara Rak B'Siyuah Kodesh Baruch Hu.
This is Hashivenu.
The second of the asking brachas. The abridgment of Shemona Esrei. They were just talking about regular. This is going through the regular daily Shemona Esrei. There is basically on earth. There isn't on earth on the dust one who can dominate, who can overpower his Yetzer Hara, but with the help of Hashem. And how much more so a Baal Tshuva, who's already sunken into his Yetzer Hara. Baal Tshuva doesn't mean the way the word is used today, it means everybody. Varehu, it means everybody who takes Torah seriously. Varehu Shavu Yetzlo, he's a captive by the Yetzer Hara. Vakarish Baruch Hu Poda Shvuyim, Hashem redeems captives. Vizeu Shi Yispala Latzma Val Kol Yisrael. Shadavin for himself and for all of Klal Yisrael. Sheitan Hashem lahem leiv tar. V'yachadish b'kir baruach nachon. It's a paraphrase of a pasuk. But he should give him a pure heart and renew within him a proper spirit. Ki hu poseach shar ladovkei b'tshuva, because he opens the door for those who knock, who bang for tshuva. V'chein darkam shel bali tshuva. This is the way of bali tshuva. K'shemaschilim l'scharet, when they start to regret. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mosif Lahem Ruach Tahara Lema'od Lachzer B'Tshuva. He adds to them a spirit of Tahara, very great, to do Tshuva. We have to start. We start the process, and he'll give it momentum. V'achakach Kiveyachol and Asosim. But then afterwards, Kiveyachol is a word we've been heard. Speaking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not literal, but as if he's doing it to test them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu master pun of man. He hides his face. U'moshech yodah hapshuta l'kablam achar. And he rescinds. He takes back his hand that was extended to receive them. He takes it back. V'lakach harvish and azoru achar v'shavu al-kayam. And therefore there are many who regressed. Who Shavuot came literally means returned on their they regurgitated.
What causes Hashem to pull back?
He's saying this is a test. First he helps, and then the person runs into turbulence. It was going well, and then it got hard. This is part of the Nisayon. And Shaval Keim is a pasuk kekelo Shaval Keo Xil Shona Bivalto, like a dog who returns to what he spit out. So does the fool return to his sin? Yeah. So he's borrowing that phrase. Many people don't make it. They started the Hetziyot to the Shemaya, but then Kodesh Baruch Hu tested them and it got too hard. Aval Bal Tshuva Gomor Tzarich Lefashvish Alirdo Fachar Hashem. A true Bal Tshuva has to seek out and run after Hashem b'chol levav with his whole heart, mebli lozuz b'chol ofen, and not to move in any way, not to go off path. Afilu achar kach boim alav yisur, even if hardships come upon him, suffering. V'lachen yispalel b'bracha zu, therefore he should daven in this bracha, shakadosh baruch hu yoshev lo yamino l'kablo b'tshuva, that Hashem should extend his hand to receive him in tshuva. We're not supposed to daven for nisyonos, especially if there's going to be a nisayon. We should daven; it shouldn't be too difficult. V'hu asharvita zahav asher yoshed lo hamelech v'choy. That is the golden scepter that the king will extend to him; he will live. Borrowing from Megillas Esther. V'af sheyachzu hakadosh baruch hu yamino l'achar kanal. Even Hashem will rescind his hand. Yeah, I think it's even if, but he makes it sound like it's a common thing. Yeah, omed b'tumas olashav. He will remain in his Tumaso, means in his simple faith to tshuva, valzeti kavanoso, and this will be his This should be his kavan and this bracha, not for himself only, but for all of Kol Yisrael. So Hashivena, we're not speaking about our own lives, we're talking about the whole Kol Yisrael, which is a lot to daven for, that people should have tshuva and should have clarity in tshuva. It's a beautiful portrayal of that bracha. Birkas slachlanu yasem adam alivul ischaret alavanosiv upshoev. And slachlanu, a person should take to heart to regret his sins and his more deliberate sins. Ulahat stikas adin la Hashem al kol asher yasrehu. And to not stikas adin means to accept hardships in life. And to accept that Hashem is the Dayan Emes. And everything that he afflicts him. Ki ein adam she'en lo yisurin. Because there's no person who doesn't have forms of suffering. She just doesn't take to heart that they're coming as a punishment. Right? Person, instead of accepting it as something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he thinks life is not right. Something's wrong here. Raktola HaKol B'mikra. He attributes everything to happenstance. Life just happens not to be going well now. Unfortunately, a person sins once or twice, he's still like a son to Hashem. When he sins a lot, if he would be like a son, then he would be like a ben tzora mora, who after he's warned once or twice, he ends up being stoned. Uvechemlas Hashem moridos on Madrigas ben the Madrigas Evid. This is ironically a painful safety mechanism. If HaKadosh Baruch would just still treat us like a son and we're that bad, we'd be like a ben tzora remora. So if he just makes us like a subject, like an Evid, so or repeat offender in the country. So if he's just a servant, he's just a subject, so put him in jail. But the tragedy is, but now he's no longer like a ben. So that's why we have to daven for Slach Lanu. We'll pick up with this tomorrow.